The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I am not going to change my opinion because of people. I don't bow to people. Since when? Since when? Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see that. Can you imagine? I mean, honestly, it's why I was disappointed. And this is really grotesque. It's really grotesque. But I don't think I'm alone. When George Bush said you're going to see the full might of the U.S. military and shock and awe, I was disappointed when that was it. Because I know that's not the full might of the American military. When you see the full might of the American military, it's got to be awesome. And to watch it for entertainment is really sick. Is really sick. Because that military power is to kill people. Hey, let's have Dow Chemical do a parade and show all of the poisons that they make. They're so powerful. No. No. Let's show Dow Chemical for all of the things that they have saved, all the things that they have made that's great. We don't need to display our killing machine. You know, let's look at this from the point of view from the rest of the world. They already think that we have gone mad. They already think that we are just going to start World War III. They already, this is so important for people to understand. We are dishonoring their investment in us. I said this yesterday. If you have a neighbor who does really well and he goes from house to house and says, hey, you guys got to invest in me. We're neighbors. You're going to love this. Just invest in me because I'm going to make lots of money. And for years you invest and everybody is happy. And then he starts asking you for more money and more money. But he's been so successful, you just give it to him. And he starts building pools and he's got extra cars and he's starting to live the high life. And you're not really living the high life, but you're like, look, I mean, you know, I've got good return on my investment. I guess I'm okay. Then he starts to have trouble and he comes to you and says, hey, I really need your help. And he doesn't sell any of his cars. In fact, he's still buying more. He's building a bigger pool. Does anybody in your house say, hey, maybe he's not a good investment? Of course. But if you are so deep into investments in him that if he fails, you fail, you look to your wife or she looks to you and says, honey, but if we don't invest, if he fails, we're wiped out. Keep paying him. So you have to keep investing. Now, when he continues to buy crazy things and do crazy things and act irrationally, and he's on one side and then 4 years later he's on the other side and neither of them are working, and you're like, okay, dude, what is happening to you? Then what happens? You either say, I have worked really hard to be able to have a fallback contingency plan and I'm not going to invest in you anymore. But you're gonna hurt the rest of the neighbors. The rest of the neighbors, if you do that, they're going to be pissed at you too. But hopefully, you know that they're going to be so pissed at him because everybody in the neighborhood was propping him up. And he promised everybody, I'm not gonna lose your money. Trust me. And when he finally loses his money and the entire neighborhood goes down and everybody's out, do you think that that guy is going to be safe in the neighborhood, or do you think there might be a couple of guys in a couple of houses that want to kill him because he's destroyed? Do you think the neighbors who were in trouble with their family in the first place for giving money to this guy, do you think they're going to suddenly say, well, no, I believed him? Or are they going to turn around as the head of the household and say, you know what? You were right the whole time, and I'm going to lead you. We're going to get him. We're going to take some of his stuff. Well, that's what's happening on the global scale. The globe is starting to believe, be convinced, better word. There is a, and you know this, a global movement to make capitalism and America and our freedoms. There's a movement to make it look grotesque, make it look greedy, make it look imperialistic, make it look like we are the invaders. We're the strong, we're strong arming the rest of the world, and we're helping that. Let's not add anything to that. Externally, maybe for Kim Jong-un, that's wise. For everybody else, that's foolishness. Let's spend our money and our time doing things. If you want to salute the veterans, if you care about the veterans, then let's take care of them. That's the best thing we can do. Tell me that you're, that parade, which would last for a day at, let's say, $80 million, that would last for a day. Tell me that it wouldn't last longer if the government took $80 million and upgraded the health care at the VA. Took $80 million and said, you know what? We're going to put this $80 million into, you know, 15 or 20 machines that the VA really needs to be able to get care. $80 million, we are going to take that with no strings attached, and we're going to give it to these private individuals that are helping save the lives from suicide. We're going to give it with no strings attached. We have seen that what they're doing is working. Tell me that that doesn't last a lifetime when a parade lasts a day. Let's get our priorities right. Please, let's get our priorities right.
Glenn Beck.